Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Friday, April 1st, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Emergency relief teams launch a major quake response. EvangiCube moves to support the church in the Middle East. And summer brings hope to children in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today on Indonesia's Nias Island. Monday's quake devastated a region already lashed in the December tsunami disaster. Critical survival aid is flowing even as damage reports are trickling out. Global Aid Network's Dwayne Zook.
We have been getting people in place to go in. In fact, we have a team of 4 medical people and another people will be arriving over the next couple days on Nias Island to further assess the problem. But preliminary reports indicate that up to 70% of the houses and buildings have collapsed or are damaged.
Zook says during the initial phase of relief, their teams are often asked, why are you doing this?
Well, what an opportunity to then say, the reason we do this is because of God's love for you, God's love for the world, and that then opens up just an incredible opportunity for sharing about God's love and Christ's love for them.
Next, the threat of violence against believers in the Middle East seems to have done little to deter one ministry and the outreach of the indigenous church. In fact, EvangiCube's Tom Doyle says their work in Jordan will serve as a focal point for additional projects in Syria, Egypt, the West Bank, and Iraq.
We'll be training an Iraqi church to share the EvangiCube. There's lots of Iraqis now in Jordan. There's probably about 1,000 villages in Jordan. And then just putting together a plan to reach every village in Jordan in the next couple of years with the gospel.
Doyle says their goal is to spur the indigenous church toward growth.
We'll train them, equip them with an EvangiCube, then challenge them to share with 2 people a week for a year. So once they make that commitment, we even have them sign a statement that they'll pray that God will give them 2 people to share with every week for a year.
You're listening to Mission Network News. 2 agencies are forging ahead in ministry with a new name. Audio Scriptures International produces authentic audio translations of the New Testament. Adopt a Village distributes them. Doug Hoekstra says together they have a new tool to get Scripture into the hands of non-readers, and they call it the Talking Bible.
We have been using that in India and East Africa. As the demands for the Talking Bible have increased, we've seen that the 2 ministries are merging closer and closer together. So we've decided to merge the 2 organizations and form Talking Bibles International.
Since 1 billion people around the world can't read, they must have ambitious goals.
Our goal in India is to place 100,000 Talking Bibles over the next 3 years. In Africa, we're focusing on placing another 100,000 Talking Bibles in 10 language groups. But we can't do it alone. We ask people to contribute $40 to help us place a Talking Bible.
And Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they're looking forward to hosting a team of 20 people who will be ministering this summer in Ghana.
Some of the group will be teaching children's Bible classes. Others will be training and encouraging teachers and leaders. Some will be conducting a day camp. And others will be working intensively with children from deprived backgrounds at ECM's Haven of Hope.
Rouster says these teams see many children come to Christ. ECM then does discipleship through the regular ministries, but she says the summer team provides the breakthrough.
The personal attention of the American teams is one of the ways that we can show the children the love of Jesus, and it's one of the ways we can demonstrate to the African church that children are very important.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, please pray for us, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted believers around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.